Hey everyone, and welcome to Rise Above 2K. I'm Gax, here as always with the talent, the unicorn Big, who on Tuesday made a big decision to take his talents to 2K and not retire, like social media may have speculated. The unicorn Big, how are you doing, my man?
Bro, I'm great. Went to a Spurs playoff game or a Spurs preseason game against the Gazong Lions. Okay. Wimby is now 7-5, so we will see if they start making 7-5 available for 2K27.
This is just a rich get richer situation, right?
Pretty much, yeah. And Harper, Fox, and Castle were out, so when Luke Kornet, their other big, was on the floor, Wimby was playing point guard, so literally a 7-5 point guard running the floor. In the, 12 to 16 minutes that he actually played. It was pretty fun to watch, and we got a great deal. We were only 18 rows up, so that was cool. Yeah, ready for a basketball season to kick off.
A little birdie told me you're not going to go to 41 games this year. You're going to limit yourself to like 20 or something like that.
I'm only going to go to 10 Spurs games, but I think I convinced my wife to go to the Pistons-Rockets game in Houston 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Okay. And how many games at the LittleCaesars.com Bowl Arena will you be attending this year?
Maybe just one.
Okay.
Depends what your availability is.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've never been there. I haven't been there for hockey or basketball. So as a true Detroit fan, I'm really falling apart there. Real quick before we get into today's, the meat of today's episode, as always, Rise Above 2K, all things NBA 2K, and here on this specific show, we're chronicling the journey of the Unicorn Big from couch to pro-am, if you will, but we're built from our Discord community. You can join that in the show notes, and also like and subscribe to this feed if you're enjoying what you're hearing. But I want to get into 2K26 a little bit from this week. How has this week gone for you? It's been some ups, some downs, but give us the cliff notes here.
Okay, so I was all pumped up last week. Got within two games of 500 after starting 33% win percentage in rec, and I think I lost 7 of 8 games. Slid pretty bad, slid back to silver plate. So that was pretty excruciating. Just getting sold bad. I mean, having A-rated games where I shot 80% and we'd lose by 20 points.
Ugh.
Just brutal.
Yeah.
And then the last 2 or 3 days, got back on a streak a little bit. I'm glad to say that as of today, my rec record overall with all my builds is 500. I didn't sniff that last year. Earlier this year, I thought that would be a miracle to get to that. And I've gotten to 500. And after my last game, got back to purple plate. My two games that I played today, because I played a couple before work, but two I played after work. First game, triple double, love that. Second game, 45 points. I think I shot like 89% from three. So the unicorn big, he's back.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about this grind, because you fell back to a certain point. Did you change any of your play style or approach, or did you just believe in the process and knew that sort of the rating would take care of itself?
Well, I believed in the process a little bit, but I'm working harder to get myself open. I think making those first one or two shots is important, so your team knows you can shoot. Figuring out ways to, when you're getting face guarded, to kind of change your approach a little bit. There was one game earlier today, before work, where I could not get open on the three. So I just did the pick and roll, and that got me a few points. But But also the thing is, too, is your grade is offense and defense. So, you know, if I'm not going to have a 45-point game, then I'm going to lock in on D and make sure my opposing big is not going to get points or, you know, do much in the game. At least that's my goal. But, you know, I never thought like, oh, I'm going to give up. Oh, I'm done. Oh, I, you know, this is, it was like, you know what? I've got this. We're going to push forward. And today was great because I won 4 straight and now I'm at 500 and I'm back to purple plate. And, you know, let's go. I'm ready for that next phase and to get past 500 and use that kind of as my base for this weekend. And, you know, march to red.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the next step in the goal. But it feels like with such a little bit of a setback that the last couple of days have just been such a triumph. You had mentioned about putting up a couple shots early to let people know, hey, I can convert on these. One thing that I hear a lot through the 2K community is people's reluctance to pass in general. Do you think that's part of the key to how you've kind of proven yourself? Like, I'm not just a big who's out there to whatever. You can show early, hey, I'm someone who's safe to pass to.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I'll pass to you, right? If you're open, I'll pass to you. When I get offensive rebounds, I'm not big on the inside game. So when I get offensive rebounds, I'm kicking that thing out. Like, I am a team player. If I get 2 points and 2 rebounds and 2 assists and an A grade and win the game, I am happy.
Is that a double triple 2-2-2?
Yeah, I would consider that a double triple. Yeah. Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so I want to talk just really quickly about rec play because you said you got to 500 and obviously that took quite an effort. We've chronicled some of the difficulties of queuing solo and sort of like as your rank rises, obviously the people you're around rise, but you found yourself down a little bit. What was it like ranking and queuing with randos in that time? Was it more trying or were you able to just kind of carry things?
Well, I would say, you know, there's luck involved and there's bad luck involved, right? So sometimes you just get these point guards that just won't, like, they just sprint down the court without the ball and it's like I'm passing to the power forward because they're the only ones who will come down the court and actually take an inbound pass. So that's just ridiculous. They don't wait for screens. It's like you might as well just play five out because like they don't wait for screens. So eventually I just give up trying to set screens. Having people who are like intentionally selling the game or like play so bad and then quit that you're in such a hole that it's hard to get out of by the time the AI kicks in. Like, it's really frustrating. Like, I'm like everyone else out there. Like, I hate getting sold. Like, I absolutely hate getting sold. But I've had my bad games too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you've got to, you know, if somebody calls you trash, you just got to take it in stride, right? I had this one game where when I missed an open shot and I like let somebody get an offensive rebound and somebody called me trash. We ended up winning the game. I ended up shooting like 75% from 3.
Let's go.
And I said at the end of the game, like, I thought I was trash. I thought I was trash. Silence. Silence. Absolute silence, right? So it's like, you know, I think people, and this is kind of digressing, but people take the comms so seriously and they take like all the offensive stuff that gets said to them so seriously. And it's just like, dude, you're never going to meet these people. No one's going to like come to your door and like threaten you because you missed a couple shots because no one's ever going to find your address. Right. So like it's playing with randoms. I guess, to cap this, it's a way to build your mental fortitude.
Of course. And it's all about mentality. And just a couple of quick shameless plugs. First, our Discord community is sort of an ego-free place to learn and grow as a community in terms of 2K. Second of all, I'm very excited to announce that our podcast has an official sponsor. We are sponsored by the haters, so keep fueling us with what you're going to bring to the table. And third, I'd like to talk a little bit about the ranking situation to get into the sort of goal aspect of where you're going. How has the ranking progressed in terms of the Lone Star State and where the Unicorn Big has fallen?
Sure. So
not fallen, risen, I suppose, would be the right word.
Yes. Unicorns rise. I think that's what they say. Maybe not. Yeah. So
only after dark, but we'll get into that later.
When we spoke last week, I believe we recorded last episode like 6 days ago. I was at 21,000 and change. Now I'm at 18,000 and change, which to some might say like, okay, that's like not a huge jump, but I think jumping 3,000 spots in six days.
Only a couple, man.
Yeah, like that's, you know, pretty big. I would like to get into the top 10,000 within, you know, maybe a month. I think it's doable. I look at people's rec records that are up there and like, you know, I think it's obtainable. I'm going to keep pushing. The rankings are showing that I'm climbing and it's not like 100 a week or 2 a week and I'm not falling backwards. I'm gaining fast. So I'm going to keep paying attention to that. And, you know, top 15,000. Here we come.
I mean, one step at a time, right? But the nice thing is the progression has been made in droves, and really sort of when you think about where your goals are, where you want to be purple plate pushing into red plate, as you progress through those rankings, so will your in-state rankings sort of naturally. So having that positive mindset, that goal oriented, that like, let's take this one game at a time and continue driving forward. I think that, you know, anyone who's trying to advance in the game and is listening to this voice, which all 12 of you, it's really exciting that you're here, but it's a mindset that everyone has to have going forward in terms of trying to grow.
Right. Right. And I think a lot of players, they get into this thing where it's like they're plateaued and they just blame other people and think they're better than they actually are. And I think I'm as good as I am today.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and there's two things to this. One, you're really, really good at documenting your statistics and your pluses and minuses on a game to game basis. So you're consistently knowing whether you're performing above or below where your mean sits. And the other thing is we you touched on it earlier, but I want to bring it to the forefront a little bit. I spent some time in MOBA games, which League of Legends, you know, things like that, where it's 5v5. It's all random queue. It's super nerdy. It doesn't matter. But because you're dependent on 4 other people to handle their specific jobs, it always feels like more often than not, you have the person who's feeding on your team and the other team is just fucking the Globetrotters just running roughshod over you. But in reality, in almost every case, everyone has a higher caliber player and everyone has a feeder. Do you ever see that when you're on the court, when you're like, God, this guy's just dragging us down, that you can look across at your opponent and say, no, they've got one too. I just need to exploit that weakness a little bit.
Typically, yes. You know, when you can notice that on their other team, you can leave them open a little bit. If they're your own person you're guarding, that's amazing. Because you can defend them lights out and shoot lights out, and that's great. But I guess the big thing is too, like when you have that on your own team, You can be that guy who's gonna, you know, talk trash and say that they're selling and all this, or you can try to communicate, try to get them involved, right? Because when I get the ball past me once a half, like, I'm the likelihood of me making that shot is way lower. When my confidence is down, the likelihood of making my shot is lower. So the community that we build on the Discord, I really take some of those notes and some of those vibes into the games. And it's like, you got to build each other up, right?
Yep. Oh,
and
absolutely.
Like, let that other team be the team that's going to drag each other down, talk trash. Yep. And you be the team that's going to build each other up, because my guess is, and I don't know this for sure, but if you are watching an NBA game, you know, the 12th man, I'm sure that their team isn't saying, oh, you're trash, you're dog water, like, get off the court, you know, I'm going to come to your house, like, all of that stuff, right? Like, they don't do that. They build each other up. And the teams that do that, my guess is they aren't the Oklahoma City Thunder.
No, you also said do. And second of all, our message today for everyone is just be better, be more kind, whatever it might be. But the point is important, that every time, if you're using the mentality that the seller is on my team versus there's a seller on that team, you should always think more towards your opponent and less towards downgrading your status, because you have the opportunity to have a better mindset and a better, you know, sort of achieving stance in terms of trying to advance in the game. And for every time that we talk, every time we sit down and we chronicle your adventure, I think it's so important to talk about the mindset, because you have such a consistently positive mindset, and you're not letting setbacks get in the way. You're not letting, you know, randos in queue get in the way. You're not letting whatever BS get in the way. It's all about being positive. It's all about knowing where your skill sets lie and just leaning on them and achieving.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, behind the scenes, we talk a little bit about your game outside of the once a week we sit down and do this. But I think it's after that great uplifting message, I think we get into, again, heavily covered terrain by any talk show of all time. Today we have our Mount Rushmore of the NBA, and I think, as always, you get to lead us off, because hopefully everyone will stop watching by the time I go and won't fire too much hate at me, because mine's a little more modern. So we're gonna do the four in no particular order, because Mount Rushmore doesn't have like a ranking, although we could argue about that too. And we'll give an OLI, an outside looking in, as well.
Okay.
Start with the OLI, then run through the Mount Rushmore, but it doesn't have to be in order. You're probably going to start with MJ anyway, so fire away.
Okay, so let's do our Mount Rushmore, and then do the OLI.
And then do the OLI? All right, yeah, all right. Okay. Fire away with your Mount Rushmore.
Okay, so earth-shattering picks. Here we go. We're going MJ. We're going LeBron. We're going Magic.
Okay.
And we're going Kareem.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty tough to argue with Michael. I mean, probably the best player of all time. I know you will have some arguments. But the person with, LeBron, he's right there. Magic, I think he literally changed the game. I was watching this Magic Johnson documentary on Apple TV. And MJ said, everyone says I changed the game, but Magic changed the game. I just came after him. They literally, when Michael Jordan was in high school, he had a vanity plate on the front of his car that said Magic Mike. He wanted to be like Magic Johnson.
Magic Mike's a different thing. I just want to throw that out there.
Yes.
For those who are uninitiated.
Yes, yes. And then...
Okay, Google that later.
And then Kareem, six titles, six MVPs. It's hard to argue with Kareem being on there. So that's my Mount Rushmore.
Okay. So while you were giving your Mount Rushmore, because I kind of had an idea of where this was going, I typed, who is the NBA Mount Rushmore into Gemini? And they said Jordan, LeBron, Kareem, and Magic, like with no need for explanation or deeper thought, mostly because it doesn't exist and they're just scanning whatever was previously on Bill Simmons and Colin Cowherd. But congratulations for the LeBron and MJ are on mine too. So there you go. You got the two. And then modern statistics. Whatever me, it's Curry and Jokic. Curry's the greatest shooter that's ever lived. It's not close. He can shoot from anywhere. He's going to put it through the hoop. And Jokic is, yeah, earlier in his career, but his statistical anomalies in terms of triple doubles and just everything he does on both sides of the court, and no one can stop his shot. It's the things that he does. It's incredible. And the crazy thing is he doesn't even want to be here. Like, basketball's got to be not even on his Mount Rushmore of passions. It's just what he does for a job, which is pretty crazy. I'm going to let you fire away the OLI. I already know where this is going because behind the scenes, I already know. And anyone who's listened for up to six episodes knows. So fire away. For the podcast-only audience, he's holding up a 91 Bulls jersey. For the camera, for the YouTube audience, who you got as your OLI unicorn big?
So first, I'm gonna have two.
Crazy two horses. OLIs. Yep.
And I know you're gonna disqualify him because he's pre-merger, but you got to throw Bill Russell on there.
No, not pre-merger people.
Well, I'm putting him on there because 11 titles and he covers them.
I'll put on another post-merger to make up for it.
And then, of course, how could you have an OLI of the Mount Rushmore of the NBA, if you don't mention the Worm? Seven straight rebound titles.
Yep.
Should have gone to every All-Star game. Didn't, because the league hated him.
The second best defensive player of all time.
Five titles. I mean, if you really look at Dennis Rodman, he is one of the greatest players of all time. And maybe it's a slight stretch putting him at that crazy horse. But at the end of the day, he does not get the respect that he deserves for his career.
Okay.
Plain and simple. OLI, especially if we're talking post-merger, I'm going with the Worm.
Yep. Okay. All right. So my OLI is Kareem because he didn't make it in my top four.
Controversial pick.
Yeah, I know, right? I don't really need to think about that. Since you opened up second OLI, I'll go with the best defensive player of all time, and that is Draymond Green. Cannot be stopped.
Oh, my God.
Kid does not allow anyone by him. And, hey, by the end of this year, he might have another championship. So stay tuned. Before I get into the classic rap of whatever and whatever nonsense, tell us what you're focusing on this week, where your goals are, sort of what you're thinking about as you go into this weekend's a big weekend of 2K play, but moreover, you have goals throughout the week. What are you looking at here?
So a few things. I think my biggest one is to gain a few thousand again over the course of the next week in ranking. Get a little bit further into Purple Plate and get that as my floor. Get over 500 and stay there. Those would kind of be my few. And then my other goal is time management. We have basketball season coming up. Hockey season just started. I'm a big fan of two NBA teams. So there's literally going to be games every night. So I've played the most on my crew. And I had to figure out a way to keep up all my gameplay while I'm keeping up with all of my major sports teams that I care so much about.
You totally skipped baseball, which may go into next week for you too.
Yes. This is also true. Go Tigers. But those would be my goals. And then I guess the biggest one is just to have a positive feeling about the next 7 days and feel like I'm continuing to progress, right? Because this whole thing about Rise Above 2K, it's not about me being the best, because obviously I'm not. If you play with me, you'll know I'm not the best. But I'm trying to become elite, and I want to continue that march. So those would be my goals.
So I have a goal too. Fortunately or not, ropes you in. But the goal is for us to be able to continue this discussion every week, to be able to make a timely publishing for you all to be able to digest this, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on the podcast network, or whether you're just consuming us through TikTok or, you know, wherever it may be. So we want to stay to that as well. We want to be able to have releases every Thursday or Friday for you. I'm committing to that as well. So we've got a lot to do between the two of us, and always with the positive mentality, because that's what we bring here at Rise Above 2K. We've got a lot more to come. Stay tuned, be around, and that's the excitement for the week. Any last words before I give the cliff notes here? Unicorn?
No. I'll say this again. Dennis Rodman, most underrated player of all time.
It's Draymond Green.
Being 500 feels good after being in the swamps.
Yes.
And Wimby, 7'5", which is crazy.
7'5". Yeah, extraterrestrial is what we call that.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, that's a wrap for this episode of Rise Above 2K. Thank you, Unicorn Big, for being here. As always, if you enjoyed the show, want to stay ahead of the game, be sure to smash that like button, subscribe to the channel, and for more exclusive content, everything, make sure you join our Discord. All the links you need are in the show notes below. Keep rising above, and we will see you in the next episode. Cheers, guys.